Welcome to Mailbox, Radio Prague's weekly program that you, the listeners, help write. And our first letter today takes us to Ireland. Radio Prague's regular listener, Jonathan Murphy, sent us this upon receiving our printed winter broadcast schedule.
Many thanks for your QSL and new program schedule. It's very nice to see the photos each 6 months. Miroslav Krupicka's piece about the move to the new studios on a temporary basis was very enjoyable to read, as I remember my own visit amid the renovation works some time back. The pictures bring back memories of my own go on the Paternoster elevator. Only recently I came across the QSL of Dvořák, which you all kindly autographed during my visit, a nice memento of a great visit and interview with David Vaughan. I can fully sympathize with the sense of homelessness when you move office, and I hope the renovation work will be carried out on time. Builders here, at least, can be very slow. Radio Prague is truly one of the most listener-orientated stations on the air and internet, and it's nice to feel a part of your office-moving experience.
From Ireland, let's now go to Massachusetts, from where George Derringer wrote.
Great magazine show this weekend. I especially enjoyed the grand tour of Hell story and one about the Russian book about Czech beers. And I'd like to warn the author that beer is not the only thing he'll be giving up by getting married. Having said that, I've been very happily married for 28 years and have been listening to Radio Prague since 1960, all through the changes in your country since then. I enjoy Radio Prague very much.
On the other side of the globe, in South Korea's capital Seoul, Lola Hamraeva enjoyed a story about the Moser Glassworks by Joshua Singer.
It was nice to learn more about the King of Glass and world-famous products from one of the articles. I myself was born, lived and worked in one of the former Soviet Union republics, where people highly admired Bohemian crystal glass. Ask any woman from the former USSR what her association with Czechs is, and you may immediately hear in response, Bohemian glass and Czech porcelain, Škoda and Java, August 1968, The Good Soldier Shrake, and the television fairy tale Three Nuts for Cinderella. The love and appreciation of that product were so huge that any mother, and my mum was no exception, would buy as much Bohemia glass as she could afford for her daughter and future daughter-in-law as a bridal gift. Thanks for the interesting article.
With Christmas approaching and 2007 drawing to its end, we've already received greetings from our listeners around the world. This one is from Helmut Matt from Germany.
Thanks for another year of great broadcasts and information from the Czech capital. I am looking forward to many more hours with Radio Prague in 2008. Hope to meet you in Prague next year. I think Linda and I will be there in mid-April.
Thank you very much for writing into Radio Prague and helping put together this mailbox program. Our monthly listeners' competition could be another reason for you to write into Radio Prague and perhaps include a comment or question in your answer. This month, our mystery Czech is a lady. She was born 100 years ago in Prague. This famous soprano was a star of the Metropolitan Opera in the 1940s and 50s. She died in New York in 1994. Your answers should reach us by the end of December at the usual address, english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague. All your letters are very welcomed. Until next week, thanks for listening and bye-bye.